How long will he stay on the face of this earth? How quick will he travel on the face of this earth? Why has this fitna been described as the biggest fitna ever to arise on the face of the earth until the day of judgment? What will he do? These are questions that need to be answered. And we should thank the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, as they also asked similar questions to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered these questions one by one. And we will turn to the hadith of Nawas ibn Sam'an radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as this hadith will answer all our questions regarding the Antichrist, the Dajjal. As this hadith will answer all our questions regarding the Antichrist, the Dajjal. And in Nawas ibn Sam'an radiallahu ta'ala anhu, قال ذكر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الدجال ذات غداة فخفض فيه ورفع حتى وننته في طائفة النخل. هذا النواس بن سمعان رضي الله تعالى عنه has narrated that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم gave the Dajjal a mention one morning. Sometimes the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم described the Dajjal to be very insignificant. And sometimes the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described the Dajjal and his turmoil to be very significant. He described him in such a way that we the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was describing the Dajjal, we began to fear and we felt as if the Dajjal was in the nearby cluster of date trees. فَلَمَّا رُحْنَا إِلَيْهِ أَرَفَ ذَلِكْ فِينَا. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'een said that when we went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the evening, when we went to the majlis of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the evening, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read the signs of fear on our faces. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, مَا شَأْنُكُمْ? What's the matter? We replied, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the morning you mentioned the Dajjal, in the morning you described the Dajjal, sometimes you described the Dajjal to be very insignificant, sometimes you described the turmoil of the Dajjal to be very significant. You described in such a way, ya Rasulullah, that we the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'een began to fear that the Dajjal is in the nearby cluster of date trees. He is present and he is hiding within the nearby date trees. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, غَيْرُ الدَّجَّالِ أَخْوَفُنِي عَلَيْكُمْ. There are many things which I fear in regards with you, besides the Dajjal. إِن يَخْرُجْ وَأَنَا فِيكُمْ فَأَنَا حَجِيجُهُ دُونَكُمْ وَإِن يَخْرُجْ وَلَسْتُ فِيكُمْ فَإِمْرُؤٌ حَجِيجُ نَفْسِهِ وَاللَّهُ خَلِيفَتِي عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if the Dajjal comes out while I am amongst you, while I, the Prophet of Allah, is amongst you, then I will contend with the Dajjal on your behalf. Then I will dispute with the Dajjal on your behalf. But if the Dajjal comes out while I, the Prophet of Allah, am no longer amongst you, I have passed away, then every Muslim, then every believer will have to contend with the Dajjal on his own behalf. He will have to dispute with the Dajjal on his own behalf. Wallahu khalifati ala kulli Muslim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of the believers on my behalf. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save the believers of the fitna of the Dajjal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thereafter in this hadith began to describe the Dajjal for the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. إِنَّهُ شَابٌ قَتِتٌ أَيْنُهُ تَافِئَةٌ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he is a young man with a very big body, curly hair, red complexion, and he will have no children. أَيْنُهُ طَافِئَةٌ. He will be blind from one eye, and his other eye will look like a protruding out grape. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, إِنَّ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ مَكْتُوبٌ كَافِرٌ وَفِي رِوَايَتِهِ يَقْرَأُهُ كُلُّ مُسْلِمٍ. That between his eyes, the word kafir, or the letters كَفَرَ, will be inscribed between his eyes. And every believer, every Muslim, will be able to read the word kafir. He will be able to see these letters kafara, and he will be able to read them, whether he is educated or whether he is uneducated. Though on the other hand, the kuffar, the non-believers, they will not be able to see the word kafir or the letters kafara inscribed between his eyes. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, فَمَنْ أَدْرَكَهُ مِنْكُمْ فَلْيَقْرَ عَلَيْهِ فَوَاتِحَ سُورَةَ الْكَهْفِ. That whoever lives to the time of Dajjal and meets the Dajjal, then he should recite unto the Dajjal the opening verses of Surah Al-Kahf. As these opening verses of Surah Al-Kahf will save him from the fitna of the Dajjal and the evilness of the Dajjal. إنه خلة بين إنه خارج خلة بين الشام والعراق فآت يمينا وآت شمالا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thereafter said that the Dajjal will come out in a place between Sham and Iraq. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has pinpointed the place that the Dajjal will appear from. إن الدجال يخرج من أرض بالمشرق يقال لها خراسان. That the Dajjal will come out in a place from the east, and this place is called Khurasan. This is where the Dajjal will come out from. 70,000 Jews from Asfahan will follow the Dajjal with hoods on their heads. Wherever he goes, these Jews will follow the Dajjal. فَآسِمْ يَمِينَا وَآسِمْ شِمَالَ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, he will travel the world. He will enter every city, every town, and every village, and he will cause fitna. He will cause destruction. Except for Makkah al-Mukarramah, Madinah al-Munawwara, Bayt al-Maqdis, and Jabal al-Tur. These are the only four places on the earth that the Dajjal will not be able to enter. Every time he tries to enter these places, angels with swords in their hands will drive the Dajjal away, and they will force the Dajjal to turn away, and thus he will turn. أَلَا يَا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ فَاسْبُتُوا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, O servants of Allah, stand firm. O servants of Allah, if you meet the Dajjal, when the Dajjal comes out, stand firm, stick with Islam. Do not believe in Dajjal, no matter how many miracles he shows you. As Dajjal is not Allah, as Dajjal cannot be your creator, as Dajjal has a defect, and as Dajjal is a liar, and your Rabb and your Allah is not a one-eyed liar. O servants of Allah, stay firm, stand firm, and stick with Islam. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا لُبْسُهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Ya Rasulullah, tell us how long he will stay on the face of this earth. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, أَرْبَعُونَ يَوْمًا يَوْمٌ كَسَنَةٍ وَيَوْمٌ كَشَهْرٍ وَيَوْمٌ كَجُمُعَةٍ وَسَائِرُ أَيَّامِهِ كَأَيَّامِكُمْ. He will stay for 40 days on the face of this earth. His first day will be as long as a year. His second day, as long as a month. His third day, as long as a week. And his remaining days will be like your normal days. His remaining 37 days will be like your normal days, which are 24 hours long. Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is describing the biggest fitna to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. For the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, when they hear the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mention that the first day of Dajjal is as long as a year, automatically the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een began to worry about their salah. And thus asked, Ya Rasulullah, atakfina fihi salatu yawmi? Ya Rasulullah, you have just mentioned that when the Dajjal appears, his first day will be as long as a year. Ya Rasulullah, in that day, which is a year long, will one day's prayer be sufficient? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, La, uqduru la tadra. That one day's prayer in that day will not be sufficient. Make an estimate of the time. See how much time there is between Zuhr and Asr. How much time there is between Asr and Maghrib. Maghrib and Isha. Isha and Fajr. Then read your salah accordingly. We ask, وَمَا إِسْرَاؤُهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. O Prophet of Allah, tell us how fast he will walk on the face of this earth. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, كَالْغَيْثِ إِسْتَدْبَرَتْ حُرِّهِ. Like rain clouds which are driven by wind. This is how fast he will walk on the face of this earth. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, he will be riding his white ass. And it's one step is a mile long. When will he appear? He will appear after Imam Mahdi alayhi salatu wa salam. The 3 years preceding his appearance, 3 years before he is to appear, there will be a famine on the earth. إِنَّ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ ثَلَاثُ سَنِينَ ثَلَاثَ سَنِينَ سَنَةٌ تُمْسِكُ السَّمَاءُ فِيهَا ثُلُثَا قَطْرِهَا وَالْأَرْضُ ثُلُثَا نَبَاتِهَا. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that 3 years before he appears there will be a famine. In the first year, the heaven, there will be a third less rain in comparison with the years before. And the earth, there will be a third less crop in comparison with the years before. In the second year, the heaven will withhold 2/3 of its rain, and the earth 2/3 of its crop. In the third year, the heaven will withhold all of its rain, and the earth all of its crops. There will not be a single drop of rain on the earth, and there will not be a single crop. Thus, the majority of the animals will die, and many people will also die. Meanwhile, the Muslim army will have just conquered Constantinople. They'll be on the verge of sharing the spoils of war between them. While all of a sudden they will hear that the Dajjal has come out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the Dajjal extraordinary powers. Some of his fitnas, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith of Nawasim ibn Sam'an radiallahu ta'ala anh, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned some of his fitnas. فَيَأْتِي أَلَى الْقَوْمِ فَيَدْعُوهُمْ فَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ فَيَسْتَجِيبُونَ لَهِ. He will come to a group of people and he will call them towards a false religion. He will tell these people to call him God, to call him Allah, to call him the Creator, their Lord. And these people will believe in him. These people will call him Allah, they will call him their Lord. Because these people have believed in him, فَيَأْمُرُ السَّمَاءَ فَتُمْتِرْ وَالْأَرْضَ فَتُمْبِتْ. He will order the sky to pour rain, and the sky will pour rain. He will order the earth to grow crops, and on the spot the earth will grow crops. These people that have believed in him, their pasturing animals will graze on this land, and these animals will return to him in the evening with their humps very high and their udders very large and their flanks full. He will come to a group of people, he will tell these people to call him Allah, but these people will be the true believers, and these people will reject him, and they will not call him Allah, they will not call him their God, they will not call him their Creator. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when these people, the true believers, have rejected him, when these people wake up in the morning, لَيْسَ فِي أَيْدِيهِمْ شَيْءٌ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ. These people will be penniless. Their property is gone. Their animals died. They will not have a single thing left with it inside their hands. This is why his fitna is the biggest fitna. The believers, the true believers who reject him, will have to suffer hardship. They will have to face and suffer difficulty and bear this difficulty. But the believers, the wrong believers, the ones that believe in Dajjal as their creator, they will live a life of luxury for a short while. With him he will have two angels. These angels will look like two prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One on his right hand side and one on his left. When Dajjal tells the people that I am your Rabb, that I am your Allah, that I am your creator, one of the angels will say, Kazabta, that you are a liar. But nobody will be able to hear this angel say that you are a liar. Nobody. The second angel will say, Sadaqta, that you are telling the truth. Everybody will be able to hear the second angel say that you are telling the truth. And the people will think that this angel is confirming Dajjal's claim. That this angel is confirming that Dajjal is Allah, that Dajjal is the creator. And those people will believe him. Though in reality, this angel is not confirming Dajjal's claim. This angel is agreeing with the other angel that you are right, that Dajjal is a liar. But nobody has heard the first angel. Everybody has heard the second angel. And thus, the people will think that an angel of God is confirming Dajjal's claim. He is definitely Allah. This is why his fitna is the biggest fitna. فَيُمُرُّ بِالْخَرِبَةِ He will walk past a place which is in ruin. Now in this place there is nothing there. But he will say to this place, أَخْرِجِي كُنُوزَكَ فَتَتْبَأُهُ كُنُوزُهَا كَيَعَاسِي بِالنَّحْرِ He will say to this place, take out your treasures. This place is in ruins. But treasure will come out of this place, and this treasure will literally follow Dajjal wherever he goes. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this treasure will follow him like bees follow the queen bee. Wherever the queen bee goes, the bees follow. This treasure will follow Dajjal wherever he goes, though this treasure has come out from a place in ruins where there is nothing there. He will come to a person, a young fat man, and he will strike him with his sword and he will cut him in two pieces. These pieces will lie at a distance. He will call this young man. This young man will become alive and in one piece, and he will come towards Dajjal smiling. Out of his fitna, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, he will come to a Bedouin and he will say to a Bedouin, أَرَأَيْتُ إِن بَعَثْتُ لَكَ أَبَاكَ وَأُمَّكَ أَتَشْهَدُ أَنِّي رَبُّكَ That if I make your father and mother alive, will you testify and bear witness that I am your Rabb, that I am your creator? The Bedouin will reply, نعم. The shayateen that will be with the Dajjal, two shaitans will appear in the form of his father and mother. And they will say to this Bedouin, يَا بُنَيَّ إِتْبَعُوا فَإِنَّهُ رَبُّكَ O my child, follow him, he is your creator. And this Bedouin will follow the Dajjal. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, إِنَّ الدَّجَّالَ يَخْرُجْ وَإِنَّ مَأَهُ مَاءً وَنَارًا That he will come out and he will have water and fire with him. As that for which the people see water, in reality, that will not be water. فَنَارٌ تُحْرِكُ In reality, that will be fire which will burn. And as that for which the people see fire, in reality, that will not be fire. That will be water, cold, sweet water. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, فَمَنْ أَدْرَكَهُ مِنْكُمْ فَلْيَقَعْ فِي الَّذِي يَرَاهُ نَارًا فَإِنَّهُ مَاءٌ عَجْبٌ طَيِّبٌ Whoever meets the Dajjal and sees this water and fire, then he should go directly inside the fire, as this fire is not fire. In reality, this fire is sweet water, and he should avoid going inside the water, as this water in reality is fire which will burn. Out of his fitna, hadith of Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala an, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, when the Dajjal appears, فَيَتَوَجَّأْ قِبَلَهُ رَجُلٌ مِّنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, one of the believers will go towards the Dajjal. On seeing this believer, the armed men of the Dajjal, the garrisons of the Dajjal, will ask this believer, أَيْنَ تَعْمِي, where are you going? He will reply, I'm going towards the Dajjal. The garrisons of Dajjal will ask him, أَوَمَا تُؤْمِنُوا بِرَبِّنَا, do you not believe in our God? Do you not believe in our Lord Dajjal? He will reply, مَا بِرَبِّنَا خَفَى, that the attributes of my Allah are not hidden and concealed from anybody. My Allah is perfect in every sense. How can I believe in your Dajjal as Rabb, as the Creator, though he has a defect? They will say, اُقْتُلُوا, kill him. All of a sudden, some of the other garrisons will say, hasn't our Lord Dajjal prohibited us from killing anybody in his absence or without his permission? Thus they will take him to the Dajjal. Now this believer, when he sees Dajjal, he will say, Ya أيها الناس, هذا الدجال الذي ذكر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, oh people, do not fall in his trap. This is the Dajjal, the one the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned and warned his ummah about. Oh people, do not fall in his trap. The Dajjal will say, he will order that he be beaten. This believer will be placed on his front, on his belly, and he will be severely beaten. After he is beaten, he will be asked, أَوَمَا تُؤْمِنُ بِهِ, do you still not believe in me? He will reply, أَنْتَ الْمَسِيحُ الْكَذَّابُ, how can I believe in you? You are the Antichrist, you are the famous liar. He will pass an order, the Dajjal will pass an order, and this person will be severed into two pieces. A sword will be passed through the middle of his head to his feet, and he will be made into two pieces. The Dajjal will walk between these two pieces, and he will say, come, stand, فَيَسْتَوِي قَائِمًا, this believer will stand, he will be alive and he will be in one piece. The Dajjal will say, أَتُؤْمِنُ بِهِ, do you believe in me now? Do you believe that I am Rabb, I am Allah, I am the Creator? He will say, مَزَّدْتُ فِيكَ إِلَّا بَصِيرَةً, now I truly know that you are the Dajjal, now I truly know that you are the one that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us about. And this believer will turn round to the people and he will say, oh people, do not fall in his trap, as he will not be able to do this with anybody after me. He will not be able to cut him into two pieces and then make him alive again. The Dajjal will catch hold of him to slaughter him. He will place a knife on his throat, but the knife will not go inside, as his throat will be turned into copper. The Dajjal will thereafter grab him from his feet, by his feet and hands, and throw him in that fire that he has with him. Now the people will think that this person has been thrown into the fire, though in reality the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, وَإِنَّمَا أُلْقِيَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ, in reality has been thrown inside the garden. هَذَا أَعْظُمُ النَّهَاسِ شَهَادَةٍ إِنْدَ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, this believer will be the greatest and the biggest martyr in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Dajjal will keep on causing fitna on the face of this earth. And the last place he will be seen is in Jordan. All the believers of the time will also be in that area. There will be a war between the Dajjal and his army and the Muslims. The Dajjal will conquer, will kill a third of the Muslims. He will conquer the other third, and a third will fight the Dajjal. It will be nightfall. The Muslims will be waiting for morning, so that they can fight the Dajjal and get martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When morning comes, it will be said that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam has descended. In the hadith of Nawasim ibn Sam'an radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam will descend at the white minaret in the eastern side of Damascus, wearing two garments lightly dyed with saffron. وَاضِئًا كَفَّيْهِ أَجْنِحَةَ مَلَكَيْنِ إِذَا طَأْطَى رَأْسَهُ قَتَرْ وَإِذَا رَفَأَهُ تَحَدَّرَ مِنْهُ جِمَانٌ كَاللُّؤْلُؤِ. His hands will be placed on the wings of two angels as he descends onto the earth. Whenever Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam lowers his head, beads of perspiration will fall from his head. And every time Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam lifts his head, beads like pearls will scatter from his head. In another hadith, Umm Shariq radiallahu ta'ala an, asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَأَيْنَ الْأَرْضِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. When Dajjal appears on the face of this earth, where will the Arabs be? When he is causing this fitna and destruction wherever he goes. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, هُمْ قَلِيلٌ وَجُلُّهُمْ بِبَيْتِ الْمَقْدِسِ وَإِمَامُهُمْ رَجُلٌ صَالِحٌ قَدْ تَقَدَّمْ يُصَلِّي بِحِمَى الصُّبْحِ إِذْ نَزَلَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمَ. That the Arabs will be a few, there will be very less Arabs, and the majority of them will be inside Baytul Maqdis. The Imam will be a pious man. The leader of the Muslims at the time will be a very pious man. He'll be on the verge of leading the morning prayer when Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will descend. When the Imam sees Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Imam will take a couple of steps backwards. So Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam leads the prayer. But Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will place his hands on the Imam's shoulders and he will say, تَقَدَّمْ فَصَلِّ فَإِنَّكَ لَكَ أُقِيمَةً. That you lead the prayer as you are the Imam, and it is your right to lead the prayer. Thus, Imam Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam, who will be the Imam at the time, will lead the morning prayer. After the morning prayer, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will say, افتحوا الباب. Open the door. The door will be open. And 70,000 Jews with the Dajjal armed with swords will be waiting to fight with the Muslims. When the Dajjal sees Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he will begin to melt. كما تذوب الملح في الماء. Like salt melts in water, the Dajjal will begin to melt. وانطلق حاربا, and will begin to run. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will say, إِنَّ لِي فِيكَ دَرْبَةً لَنْ تَسْبِقَنِي بِهَا. It is written that I, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, will kill you, and today you cannot flee and run away from me today. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will chase the Dajjal, and he will kill him next to Bab al-Lud. The Muslims will conquer the Jews. The Jews will begin to run and hide behind trees and stones. But these trees and stones will speak on that day. And these trees and stones will say, Ya Abdullah, Ya Muslim, هذا يهودي خلفي فتعال فاقتل. O servant of Allah, O Muslim, there is a Jew hiding behind me. The tree will say, O Muslim, there is a Jew hiding behind me, come and kill him. And this is how the Muslims will conquer the Jews. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get rid of the biggest fitna ever to arise on the face of this earth, on the hands of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahumma ahfazna min fitnati Dajjal. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He saves us from the fitna of Dajjal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil habibil mursaleen Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi ismaeen.
Did they really kill Isa?